Hello?
Hi, is Lazarus in?
This is him.
Hi, Lazarus. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. Brandon asked me to give you a call.
Yes.
Is now an okay time to speak with you?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right. Well, first and foremost, nice to meet you. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Okay. Well, I'm not in a position to write, but...
Okay. Does it show up on my call?
Yeah, it does. 800-888.
Yeah, the 858-866-9102?
Yes.
Okay. So, Lazarus, my name's Ruben Goldstein. The company I work for is called Bank of Cardiff. I've been with our company for about 9.5 years. I run our stone division. The purpose of this call is not to sell you any product. It's just, I've done a lot of business with Brandon and just kind of figure out what you're trying to accomplish and kind of take it from there. So can you tell me a little about what you're trying to do?
So, well, originally, Brandon's done a couple of machines for us. We bought a couple of machines from Brandon.
Okay.
And the company's just growing really fast. The problem is we're too small of a company as far as time-wise goes. We've only had a year and a few months in business.
You've been a year and a few months? Okay.
Yeah. But we've already pushed past the $1 million mark. And we didn't know anything about this business other than, well, let's try to see if we can add this to our real estate side of it. I just can't continue to do it manually. You know, like we have a Yukon, but it's too slow for me as far as like what I need it to do, you know? Or I guess the best words I can put it is, the Yukon is great if you know how to cut. A Sazo is great if you don't know anything about how to cut and you just need to put things together and cut it and let the machine do it.
Okay.
And I feel like with a Yukon machine or anything that's like not a 5-axle or a 4-axle is going to just slow me down because everybody can hold me hostage. Like, you know, if somebody doesn't show up, they're sick or whatever, I can cut on it, but I just prefer to be able to look at a machine, at a screen and be able to cut.
Okay.
So everything that we're looking for right now is like, with Brandon, we're looking at an inline polisher.
Okay. And by the way, my phone's a little choppy, so if I lose you, I'll call you right back. But just to kind of give you an idea of the way that I work, I really value my book of business, and I have been in situations where people are getting approvals and they just need some advice, you know, and that's what it sounds like you need to. But one thing I do is this. I'm not going to ask who you're working with. So you can tell me about your approvals, but I don't get into these like kind of petty back and forth. You know, I'm not a salesperson like that. So I'm just going to ask you some questions and kind of figure out what someone can do for you. And I'm not going to ask you to run your credit. I think it's just more educational than anything. Okay.
Okay.
So you've been in business about a year and a half, correct?
Correct. And we got approvals and everything. And we got approvals now for the equipment. It seemed like it feels like I went to the local crackhead guy or the crack dealer. You know, he gave me a great deal in the beginning, and now I came back for several more. And I'm feeling like, what happened here? Like,
so have you done loans with the company you're working with before?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of loans have you done?
As far as, what do you mean? Like,
are they cash loans or are they equipment loans? How are you paying these loans?
Equipment loans, yes.
Okay. And how are these loans set up?
As a lease with a $1 buyout, I guess.
Okay. And are you working with a broker or a lender or both?
Shoot. You said not to say anything, but I mean, I don't know what they are. It's American Finance. You know, I don't know if you've heard of them.
I don't know. No, what I'm saying is the company you worked with initially, are they the company that's billing you each month, or is a different company billing you?
Oh, it's a different company, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So your transaction is probably sold off. Can I ask who you're paying on a monthly basis right now?
Who am I paying? M2... Finance?
All right, I know. It's called M2 Lease Funds, LLC. I know who they are.
M2 Lease Funds, there you go. Yeah, they're here in Brookfield.
Yeah, this is
we're tapped out with them because they feel like, you know, they've already done enough loans with us.
Okay.
So when these brokers went back to another one, they were like, okay, we'll do it, but the price was
I'm assuming you put, like, some money down when you did your first transaction, correct?
Like the first month payment or something like that.
Okay, that's it. Okay, and how much is the equipment that you financed with that company previously?
I've done a cover with M2. I did one for $43,000, one for $49,000 or $50,000.
Okay.
One for $13,000 and one for $12,000, I think it was.
Now, your corporation has been in business a year and a half, correct?
Correct.
Now, were you running the business as like a sole proprietorship or under a different legal form before that?
With Trinity Properties. We were running it through another... We were doing... just a separate thing that we were doing.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Say that once more.
So, we have a company called Trinity Properties that's been around for a while, for a few years. And that company was the one that we were doing like all the grand stuff through, but not a whole lot of it.
Okay.
And then we finally decided, okay, let's just set up a...
So, it sounds like you were running a DBA through a parent company and then had your own corporation set up to manage that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. How long was that DBA around before you switched over to another separate LLC or corporation?
Wait. I wouldn't say it was a DBA. It was just Trinity Properties was a company that I did real estate flips through, and we did our own granted through that.
Okay.
So that was it, basically.
How long have you been doing granted, I guess is the question.
Granted? A year and 6 months.
Under this corporation, correct?
Under LLC, yes, correct.
Yeah, but I'm saying before that, under Trinity, how long was Trinity operating?
Trinity's still operating.
Well, what's the history?
2011 started.
Okay. So this is, and are your current loans under... go ahead.
One of them is under Trinity, I think it is, with Granite Plus guaranteeing it, which is the stupidest thing.
That's not a stupid thing. That's actually whoever you work with actually is doing a good job because they're trying to get you time and business credit. So like I said, I heard one name of the company you work with. I just don't want to know who your rep is. I'm not that kind of person, but I can understand where they're going down. Okay.
And then the other ones were done through Granite Plus with cross collateral or cross.
It's called a cross corporate guarantee. Okay.
Yep, there you go.
Okay. So you're looking for two pieces of equipment right now, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And how much are those pieces of equipment?
One of them is $126,000.
Okay.
The other one is $27,000.
And from what Brandon tells me, you have some very exotic loan that's been approved under the CNC, like 50%, 50%. Can you explain to me what you've been offered?
So I've been offered $76,000 through one loan, $50,000 through another, and $27,000 through another one.
All right, so we're going to discount the $27,000. I want to break this into manageable parts. Here's what my brain doesn't understand. How are you getting two loans against the same piece of equipment?
I have no idea.
They split it off as a separate invoice through Sazo.
Are these two separate items?
I guess. I don't know how Sazo did it.
Well,
so,
I mean...
Sazo set it up so it's two separate items, but...
But is his equipment two separate items?
It isn't, no.
Okay, so, I mean, without... I'm not just... Our conversation stays private, so...
Sure.
There's a certain way that I do business, and it's just being frank. I will split up a piece of equipment if it's two separate items. I will not split up an item if it's two different ones, and here's the reason why. You can't control if you don't... You know, people like to say that they'll never default, but there's a transaction history where you can always default. And if these are two separate items, great. But this happens a lot in my book of business where someone split something up, and God forbid the repossession truck comes and says, hey, what's this equipment? If you have two separate items as one, that's something that I just don't do. I don't play judge, jury, and executioner. It's just something that we don't do here. We're not allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
The machine you're buying is, it's one CNC machine, correct?
Correct.
So I guess the question I would ask you, kind of, this is more off the record in education than anything, what do those two invoices read as?
I have no idea. I didn't deal with it. I have no idea. That was something done between Sazo and the Sazo rep on this side and the Sazo and the bank place.
Okay. I mean, here I would like to... I've worked with Sazo before. I mean, I would like to understand if these are two separate items because they could be. You could have a conveyor belt. You could have a control unit. I can only speak on behalf of Bank of Cardiff. The way that we define an asset is something that works by itself and is sold by itself. And by that I mean, it's not just a serial number. For example, I'm financing a gentleman's CNC machine in Vegas. It's $240,000. He's also buying a water filtration system and a compressor, but those are separate items. You get what I'm saying?
Correct. Correct. No, I hear you.
So it's kind of the analogy that I use. Are you getting a truck and a trailer, or are you saying a truck is three pieces? But that's one question. I guess the second question is, it sounds like you're unhappy with that approval. Is that correct?
Correct.
Why?
I think the rate is too high.
Okay, what have you been offered? What's the payment and the terms?
So it's a $76,000 loan, but $7,500 is up front. A portion of that $7,500 is $1,750.
I'm going to have to put you on hold for about 1 minute. I'm just going to switch the line. Just don't go anywhere, okay?
Sure.
I promise.
Hello?
Hi, are you still with me?
Yeah.
Perfect. So you're saying...
About to die.
What?
Just realizing my phone's about to die.
All right, so if I lose you, can call me back. So you said the $76,000, what's the payment?
I think it was $7,500 up front.
Okay.
And $1,750 of that $7,500 was the first month's payment.
Okay.
And then the payments were $1,730 something.
All right, so we'll just call it $1,735, and that's for $75,000, correct?
$76,000, I think. Yeah, minus whatever.
Kind of some weird math. Okay, I can understand that. And then, so basically, but you're putting down $7,500. So essentially, you're financing $66,000.